The question any thinking person has to ask is, after the greatest event in human history that there ever will be, you know, Maamad Har-Sinai, where the Ribono Shel Olam revealed himself as much as is possible, right? Maamad Har-Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, you know, to the maximum extent that there will ever be in history, right? Even by Bias Rishon, there was never a revelation like that, right? Shmokim Kolokim Medabra Mitocha Esh, right? Everyone heard and saw, you know, the maximum Gilui Elokus possible. So where do you go from there, right? It's like the highest, you know, it's the pinnacle of human experience, and there'll never be another event like it again. So, well, what's the progression? Where do we go from there? Another question that needs to be posed is the, you know, why wasn't the Torah given in Eretz Yisrael? The Ribono Shel Olam wanted to give the Torah in the Midbar, and afterwards, we go into Eretz Yisrael. Why not give it in Eretz Yisrael? You think it would have been much more apropos. Now, it's a very interesting thing to contemplate. B'mshoch hayovel hemayalu bahar, as soon as Maamad Har-Sinai was over, you could go up to the mountain, even in that door, right? The any place where which might have been off limits was the Mishkan, right? Whatever restrictions there were of movement moved over to the Mishkan. Har-Sinai, which had that great revelation, which there wasn't in the Mishkan, it's mutter to go there, right? Or in that same generation. And in the Mishkan also, where, a place where the Mishkan once stood, right? There's no Isser to go where the Kodesh HaKadoshim might have been, whether it was in Nov, Givon, Shiloh. Right? You know, only on Har HaBayis, right? There's an Isser, Afil Bizman Hazeh, even B'Chorbono, that we can't go up there. So what's the pshat? You know, so Har-Sinai was mutter immediately. And the Mishkan was only Osir also, Lefi Shah, where it stood, right? But on Har HaBayis, you know, the Isser to go up is Isser Koris L'Olam because Shechina in a Betela, but you know, it's Lashon Rambam. Because Shechina's not Batel, so the Kedusha's Har HaBayis not Batel, so he writes a place up here. But what's the difference? Shechina was Nizgale on Har-Sinai. Shechina was Nizgale every place that the Mishkan stood. But the truth is, it's all merumas in the continuity of the parshias that we read right after Shavuos, right? The pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe morosha kilas Yaakov. Everyone knows the famous drosh of Chazal, al tikre morosha ela ma'orasa, right? That the Torah, if you're married, us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we know that marriage is in two steps. There's erusin. There's also nisuin, right? So on erusin, on that level, is also a kuliyama kehegdish, right? So she's an eishes ish, right? And anyone who's baale is a chi of skila, right? But she's not mutter to her husband either, right? She's not sheira krovelov. If she's married to a kohen, he can't be metamet to her if they didn't have nisuin yet. Then there's the chuppah. There's the nisuin, right? There's that added level of intimacy, which the Mekubalim call the difference between or makif and or pnimi, surrounding light, which means she's cut off from all the other men, asra kuliyama kehegdish, but she doesn't have the intimacy with her husband, right? You know, that's called or pnimi, to internalize that light, you know, that the light is not just separating around her, separating her from all the other men, right? Whereas the light that he mamish puts into her, right, the or pnimi. And you know that, and that's the difference between Har-Sinai and the Mishkan. When Mishkan is Dugmas the Chuppah, right? We reach the level of Nisuin, and that's what we read in Parshas Noso, not just Miloshin to count, not only Miloshin, you know, to raise up, but also Miloshin Nisuin, right? That we have the Parsha of Chanukas HaMishkan, right? So it's a very interesting thing, you know, what's Chanukas HaMishkan? What's Chinuch? As opposed to Limud, so Rashi says in Parshas Lech Lecha, on the Pasuk Vayarak as Chanichav, so Rashi says that, you know, the tachlis that a person is destined for, Rashi's Knisas Adam, La Melacha, or the bias, you know, its beginning of its destiny, that's where the verb Chinuch applies. That's why you can have Chanuch Lanar, Right? You know, or Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah Samizbeach, that's what Rashi writes. You know, so the Mefarshim explained that chinuch, as opposed to stam limud, is to internalize. Right? So you know, something gets its destiny instilled within it. Right? And also by chinuch, chanuch lanar al pi darko gam ki yaskin lo yasri mena. What's the connection? Why is there, how does the pasuk continue? And therefore, when he gets old, he won't stray. Because chinuch is not a synonym for limud. Chinuch is a synonym like chanukas hamizbeach or chanukas hamishkan, that you put the kedusha into the kelim and into the bayis. It's internalized. So also chinuch is that the Torah is internalized within the Talmud, and that's why ki yazkin lo yasar mimeno, never go off the derech, because he's internalized it. And that's the theme of the whole Parshas Noso, right? Aside from Chanukas Mishkan, right? But we talk about, you know, Kedusha being internalized like Nazir. You know, he could make a chalos kedusha chal on him with his kabbalas nazirus, and you know, and where does it come off? It comes off from sota, and sota is an amazing thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed his shame to be nimcha, to make shalom ben ish leishto, and you dig up from the karka hamishkan. Right, the Mishkan, where the light is internalized, right? You dig up from there because the kedusha that there is between man and wife, zachu shchina shuria b'nehem, right? And kayadua shchina is the mita called shem shamayim. That's why a Jewish marriage is worth shem shamayim, and you could be mochek shem shamayim, the mita of shchina, to save the marriage, but it also represents the internalization of kedusha, right? So that's the further step that there is after. After Mamad Ar Sinai, where it was all besoit ma'orasa, we became betrothed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but now begins the eternal process of internalizing that light. And that's the theme of Parshas Noso, Chanukah, Chinuch, to take the Or and put it into Kalim. The Or at Har Sinai did not have Kalim to be absorbed into reality. The first Kalim to absorb that Kedusha were the Mishkan. But even the Mishkan only does it Lefisha when the Mishkan is standing. Right? The special zgula of Eretz Yisrael is that it has kelim to absorb the kedusha, right? And not all Eretz Yisrael equally. The Har HaBayis in particular could absorb the Or HaShechinah. That's where there's kelim to internalize the light. But there is a step in between, and that's Bahaloscha, because after you've internalized light, so the light, you know, the Or HaTorah went from Shamayim to Eretz, right? Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Right? Then we internalize the light, right? Before we're ready for the next step of going into Eretz Yisrael, which we'll explain in a second, right? You have to first make the light so much a part of you that you could reflect it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Chidush Torah, all right? That, you know, that it has become so part of our life force that it is vital, you know, it is full of vitality and life that we're mechadish in Torah. And that's Bahaloscha Saneros, right? Aliyah. The Torah initially went from Shemayim to Oretz, and then Lo Bashamayim He. And ever since then, now Emes Me'eretz Titzmach, right? The Torah has to go bottom up, you know, as a sign of our having fully internalized, has to be internalized, not just stam that it's retained, but internalized in the manner that it's alive, and in every door and door, we're producing Chidushei Torah, which is befrat in the Torah Shebaal Peh, because the text we can't change, which Kayadu is Merumas in the Neros HaMarocha, and that's Bahalos HaSaneros, that now Torah goes bottom up, that we're Mechadish down here, and Shemayim will fear Ois, the feed the Psak of, you know, Bezdin Shomata, right? And that's the further step of that, the internalization of Torah has to further progress to being one of innovation. It's so alive within us. Chaye Olam Nata B'Selchenu, so it's one with our life, so then therefore that life reflects in Torah. The Torah is alive. And then after Parshas Bahalos, we have Parshas Shlach. Because after that, we're finally ready for Eretz Yisrael. Now, an amazing thing to think about, if the Ribono Shel Olam promised us that land, right, and it's meant to be ours, so there's two questions. Why did he first give it to the Shiva Amamin? It's Mefarsh, that famous first Rashi in the Torah. That Bertzono Nasna Lohem, or Bertzono Not Lohem Venasna Lanu, why did he give it to them? He gave it to the Shivas Amin first. It was theirs originally, fair and square, then he took it and gave it to us. But most of all, if it's ours, why do we have to conquer it? You know, kibush is when something's not yours, so you conquer it, right? This land was promised us, and we have to do kibush, right? You know, back then, in the day, and loss of love right now. You know, right now, and loss of love. It's all going to be bederach kibush, right? As it is now, as the Nebuah say, it'll be big, big bochamas. Why does it have to be bederach kibush if it's ours anyway? Kibush should be to annex something that's not yours, right? So it's called Eretz Shivas Ha'amamim. It's a Dover Nifilis Boni, right? The land of the seven nations. Right? The Indian is like this. Chazal divide up the globe into two places. There's Eretz and there's Chutz La'aretz. There's the two places on the globe according to Chazal, right? There's one place that's in, everywhere else is out. So there's in a Sefer Ora Chochma, from one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, he says something very interesting. Chutz La'aretz doesn't just mean Miloshen Chutz, it also Miloshen Chetzi. It's only half earth. Now, what does he mean? Because we find in the Gemara in Gittin, right, that an amazing thing, right, that when Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, it expands. Like they say, Tur Malka had, you know, if you work out the Cheshbon, what the Gemara says in Gittin, had an astronomical amount of people there. So one of the Amoraim said, I went there, won't even hold 600,000 reeds. As a bizma, it's called Eretz Hatzvi, and bizman shiyoshve aleha, right? It magically expands. We had in the Kodesh, you know, in the Beis Hamikdash, omdim tzfufim umishtachavim ravachim, and we had perpetually in the Kodesh Hakadoshim, dovazem misaros biyadenu miyad avosenu ha'aron eno min hamida, right? The aron didn't take up space, right? So the Sforim explained, particularly in revised cover, that Eretz Yisrael, like we said before, has kelim to be makabel kedusha satora, that there isn't in Chutz La'aretz, and that's where this extra space comes from. That extra space that magically opens up, just with the Jewish presence there, which is a b'china of Torah, because Torah belongs to Kilas Yaakov, right? Or in the Beis HaMikdash, right, where the Lishkas HaGoz, where the Beis HaGadol sat, or the Aron, which is holds the Torah, holds the Luchas. In all those places, there was this, extra pockets of space opened up. That's Kedusha Satorah, mamish being manifest, right? Chutz La'aretz doesn't have kelim to hold that Kedusha, right? And that's why no extra space will ever open up. If it's crowded in the White Shul, it stays crowded in the White Shul, right? Maybe not, but you know, you can experiment, right? And that's what the Ora Chochma says. It's only Chetzi Aretz, right? Because the spiritual dimensions are not Chal in Chutz La'aretz. Now, so it's not just aside from spatially, it's also Gilui Shechina, right? That's where that extra space comes from. It's also Nevuah. So now, theoretically, if the Umasom would make a deal with us like this, leave Eretz Yisrael, we'll give you the rest of the world. You'll have the whole globe, everything, right? All the continents except for Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you cut a deal with us like that. And the halacha could be the law of the land everywhere, across the whole world, except in Eretz Yisrael. What would be? Avodah Zorah would still be alive and thrive. Nevuah will not be restored. There will not be Gilui Shechina, right? And eventually that empire will peter out, because Chutz La'aretz doesn't have the kelim to absorb Kedusha Torah, to make it manifest. Just like there won't be any extra space that opens up over there, there won't be Gilui Shechina manifest there, the Nevuah will not be restored there. Right? Eretz Yisrael was particularly designed, right, for this purpose. This is the place where the Kedusha could be grafted onto. And if whoever controls Eretz Yisrael controls the cosmic balance of the globe, whether the globe is going to have God consciousness and be aware that there's a God, right? And understand Hashem Elokim, and that the Torah is MS. Whoever controls Eretz Yisrael is the one who changes the cosmic balance of the global consciousness, because that's the one place where there's Kalim to be makabel that Kedusha. But until that time, it's Eretz Shivas Amamim, since that's point center of the globe. So the seven Amim, Shtein Svarim, are connected, the seven Midas that we call Teva, which are connected the 7 weeks of the Omer. All the sevens that we call Teva, that needs fixing and needs elevation to Lamalim and a Teva, it was Eretz Shivas Amamim, right? They occupied it, so long as the world was being noyed b'derech HaTeva, right? The Torah was given in a midbar because the midbar is not teva, it's not habitable space, right? The conquest of Am Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael is to graft lamala min ha-teva onto teva. And it has to be bederech kibush because we're conquering the teva. Right? It's to conquer teva, and to graft the lamanta, to graft the Ora Torah onto the Anhog of Teva. That's the secret. It was given to these seven nations because Eretz Yisrael is the central hub of reality. Right. So now these seven midas are what now rule in reality until the final tikkun. That's why it was theirs, mamish theirs, mamish theirs. Teva rules in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Now you have to come and you have to conquer it and be machnia the teva to be mekabel the or of lemala min ha-teva. That's why it has to be bederech kibush, because conquering Eretz Yisrael is really to conquer the whole world and change the cosmic balance for everybody. And that's the final level also in our relationship to Torah. Right? Because, when you're living in your echo chamber of the midbar, where all they did was learn Torah, and they only had what to do with each other. So it's easy to internalize the Torah, and it's easy to even be machadish in Torah, because you're not being challenged by any outside force. There's no dissenting view, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, Parsha Shlach, that's in preparation to make the transition. So now, it's another thing. Shlach lecha lida'atcha. Lida'atcha. Moshe Rabbeinu's midah is das, right? Das Torah, right? And he wanted to make the bridge to merge das Torah onto that world that, had a secular perspective, that was under the shlita of the world order of the Shivas Amnin, right? That experiment failed, right? Because Eretz Yisrael is not niknes, the final conquest. Right, to conquer it, so it's not going to be bederech das, where you have clarity, and you have yeshuva das. It's going to be bederech milchama and kibush when there are sveikas, right? When your das is challenged, and you have to come on to emuna, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, as the word duplicated, another form of the chet of Avraham Avinu. He asked bama eda ki irashana. Eretz Yisrael is not nicknames bedas. Right, Eretz Yisrael's nickname is Be'emuna, when the das is challenged, because you go into Milchama, and you in Milchama you have Sveikas, right, and you have to face an opposing army, and also it's a culture kampf. It's also a Milchemet Deot, right? It's a cultural struggle. You face a dissenting view, and when you're challenged, you need to fall back on emuna, and that's the secret. What the Sfas Emes explains, when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and said. Yan, right? Yan lohem mantem bi. So, Moshe doesn't believe in God. No, Moshe doesn't believe in God. He knows there's a God. His midah is das, right? And that's like Avraham Avinu said, "Bama eda." The final conquest to get Eretz Yisrael is when we have the emuna that's currently being challenged by the woke, and all that we have the moral certainty, right? That the Torah is absolute truth, and if the Torah says something's mushkat and something's to'eva, then it is. And if the Torah says Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, it does, right? And no woke scum will tell us, the Amma Torah, what morality is and what truth is and what polite society ought to be. That's the final emunah, with that which we will be kovish Eretz Yisrael.